Zichr v'abas dav tzadi hei. This shir is l'zecha nishmas Rabbi Goldhar's father, Moshe ben Beryl zechayin levracha. The first sugi on the daf, someone who accepts to plant trees in his friend's field, but some trees are barren. The Gemara wants to bring a raya to Rav Huna from a braisa. A person accepts to plant his friend's field with trees. The owner has to accept upon himself 10 barren trees per 100 because it's a common occurrence, and he forgives it. If more than 10 are found barren, he has to plant new trees in place of all the barren ones. This is a raya to Rav Huna, that if there's more than a roiva of impurities in one's grain, the seller has to replace all of it. Rav Huna Beit Yeshua says that whenever more than 10 trees are found barren, the planter is like one coming to plant a field from the beginning. Since the space for 11 trees lacks productive trees, which is a large enough area to be considered an entire field, we view the planter as beginning to plant a field of 11 trees, and therefore he certainly has to plant all of them. Second sugi on the daf, the different factors in the sale terms of a marativ shel yayin. The Mishnah Daf Tzadi Gimel said, when a person buys a marativ shel yayin, he has to accept 10 barrels of kaisesis. The Gemara asks that this doesn't match any of the dinim in the Braisa, which says if a seller says marativ shel yayin ani meichelach, he has to give yayin shekulo yafa. If he says marativ ze shel yayin, he can give yayin that's sold in a chanos. If he said marativ ze, even if it's all chaymetz, it works. The Gemara later brings a braisa. If the seller says marativ ze shel yayin, he has to give yayin yafa, but the buyer accepts 10 kaisesis per 100. And this is the case of the Mishnah. And this braisa is talking about that he said lamikpa, and therefore it has to last for some time. But the first braisa is talking about he didn't say lamikpa, and therefore he accepts wine that's sold in a chanos. The third sugi on the daf, what bracha is said over yayin and nimka b'chanos. If Yehuda says yayin and nimka b'chanos, you make a very priyagafen on it. Because even though it smells like vinegar, it still tastes like wine. Rav Chisda asks, why should a person make this bracha of a wine which is already sour? Rather, he should say shehakol nia b'dvar. The Gemara asks in Rav Yehuda from a braisa, bread which became moldy, or wine which became sour, or a tavshu which started spoiling, you say shehakol. Reb Zvid answers that Reb Yehuda agrees regarding wine that's made from grape kernels, which is very inferior, and only sold on street corners, that over there you make shehakol nia b'dvar. And so once again, the first sugi on the daf, someone who accepts to plant trees in his friend's field, but some trees are barren. The Gemara wants to bring a raya to Rav Huna from a braisa. A person accepts to plant his friend's field with trees. The owner has to accept upon himself 10 barren trees per 100 because it's a common occurrence, and he forgives it. If more than 10 are found barren, he has to plant new trees in place of all the barren ones. This is a raya to Rav Huna that if there's more than a roiva of impurities in one's grain, the seller has to replace all of it. Rav Huna Beit Yeshua says that whenever more than 10 trees are found barren, the planter is like one coming to plant a field from the beginning. Since the space for 11 trees lacks productive trees, which is a large enough area to be considered an entire field, we view the planter as beginning to plant a field of 11 trees, and therefore he certainly has to plant all of them. Second sugi on the daf, the different factors in the sale terms of a marativ shel yayin. The Mishnah Daf Tzadi Gimel said, when a person buys a marativ shel yayin, he has to accept 10 barrels of kaisesis. The Gemara asks that this doesn't match any of the dinim in the Braisa, which says if a seller says marativ shel yayin ani meichelach, he has to give yayin shekulo yafa. If he says marativ ze shel yayin, he can give yayin that's sold in a chanos. If he said marativ ze, even if it's all chaymetz, it works. The Gemara later brings a braisa. If the seller says marativ ze shel yayin, he has to give yayin yafa, but the buyer accepts 10 kaisesis per 100. And this is the case of the Mishnah. And this braisa is talking about that he said lamikpa, and therefore it has to last for some time. But the first braisa is talking about he didn't say lamikpa, and therefore he accepts wine that's sold in a chanos. The third sugi on the daf, what bracha is said over yayin and nimka b'chanos. If Yehuda says yayin and nimka b'chanos, you make a very priyagafen on it. Because even though it smells like vinegar, it still tastes like wine. Rav Chisda asks, why should a person make this bracha of a wine which is already sour? Rather, he should say shehakol nia b'dvar. The Gemara asks in Rav Yehuda from a braisa, bread which became moldy, or wine which became sour, or a tavshu which started spoiling, you say shehakol. Reb Zvid answers that Reb Yehuda agrees regarding wine that's made from grape kernels, which is very inferior, and only sold on street corners, that over there you make shehakol nia b'dvar. So to summarize, the first sugi on the daf, one who accepts to plant trees in his friend's field, but some trees are barren. Second sugi on the daf, the different factors in the sale terms of a marativ shel yayin. Third sugi on the daf, what bracha is said over yayin and nimka b'chanos. The sim from Abbas Dav Tzadi Hei is a Tzahal tank commander. The tank crew hiding behind the 11 barren trees in the field that were going to be replanted by the planter sent scouts ahead to check out a sold wine cellar where 10 barrels were starting to sour, who got into a fight with each other over which bracha to make on the slightly soured wine. Tzahal tank commander reminds of Dav Tzadi Hei. They were hiding behind 11 barren trees in the field. Reminds of the first sugi on the daf. one who accepts to plant trees in his friend's field, but some of the trees are barren. The scouts who went to check out a sold wine cellar, where 10 barrels were starting to sour, reminds the second sugi on the daf, the different factors in the sale terms of a marit of Shiyayin. And the disagreement which bracha you make over the slightly soured wine reminds of the third sugya on the daf, what bracha you make over yayin and nimkar b'chanos. And now for the four blat chazara, v'abazad atzadi aleph. The first sugya on the daf, one may not leave Eretz Yisrael, and the death of Elimelech and his sons. Second sugya of Ram's imprisonment, and the reactions of the nation's great men on his patira. Third sugya on the daf, Rabbi Yochanan's recollections. The simif v'abazad atzadi aleph is an exit sign. The great Rav standing at a large exit sign, at the borders of Eretz Yisrael that said, "Do not leave," and depicted the graves of a Jewish leader and his two sons, saw off in the distance the prison where Avraham Avinu was kept for many years, and recalled how years earlier, teenage boys and girls would play together under the exit sign in the marketplace and not do avers. The exit sign reminds of Taf Tzadi Aleph, Tzei, the sign at the borders of Eretz Yisrael that said, "Do not leave," that had the graves of a Jewish leader and his two sons, reminds of the first sugya on the daf, that a person shouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael, and the death of Elimelech and his sons. The prison where Avram Avinu was kept for many years reminds of the second sugya on the daf, Avram's imprisonment and the reactions of the nation's great men and his patira. He remembered the teenage boys and girls who had played together and not do Averis, reminds of a third sugya on the daf, Rabbi Yochanan's recollections. The first sugya on the daf sold produce which was planted but didn't grow. Second sugya on the daf, a person sold a shor to his friend and it was an akhan. Third sugya on the daf, why Rav cannot prove that a woman was married as a psula. The sim from Abbas of Tzadi Beis is a turtle. When the owner of the turtle farm bought seeds to plant for turtle feed that didn't grow and he couldn't get a refund, and the cow he bought to plow turned out to be an akhan and he couldn't get a refund on that either, he decided to rent out the farm to hold weddings, appointing Edim to watch for the veil and uncovered hair. Turtle reminds of Daf Tzadi Beis, a tzav. The seeds that were bought that didn't grow and he couldn't get a refund reminds of the first sugya on the daf, sold produce which was planted and didn't grow. The cow that he bought that turned out to be an akhan reminds of the second sugya on the daf, a person sells a shor to his friend and it was an akhan. The Edim that were watching for the veil and uncovered hair reminds of the third sugya on the daf, why Rav cannot prove that a woman was married as a psula. Abbas of Tzadi Gimel, the first sugya on the daf, comparing chazakah of circumstantial evidence to Rav. Second sugya machlekes tanam regarding Rav for sales of Zera Pishta. Third sugya machlekes about paying Dmei Haitzah. The sim from Abbas of Tzadi Gimel is a train chugging along. When the train came to a sudden stop, where a cow mu'ed to gore was standing next to a dead cow that had been grazing on the tracks, which had a boxcar full of Zera Pishtan, where the majority is sold for planting, but the majority of people buy for different purposes, an angry customer boarded the train, demanding a garden seed salesman reimburse him for the seeds that didn't grow, plus his expenses. The train chugging along reminds of Daf Tzadi Gimel. The cow that was mu'ed that was standing next to the dead cow reminds of the first sugya on the daf, comparing chazakah of circumstantial evidence to Rav. The boxcar full of Zera Pishtan, where the majority is sold for planting, reminds of the second sugya on the daf, the machlekes tanaim regarding Rav for the sales of Zera Pishtan, and the customer wanted to be reimbursed for the expenses, reminds of the third sugya on the daf, machlekes about paying Dmei Haitzah. Babazd of Tzadi Dalet, the first sugya on the daf, the amount of kitnias or dirt one accepts in a purchase of grain. Second sugya, imbala nafes menafes kula. Third sugya, machlekes about giving a knas in a case of manashlishi. The sim from Babazd of Tzadi Dalet is a hunter. The hunter who had accepted a reiva of kitnias in the grain he used as bait for trapping was sifting through the entire bag he was buying, since it appeared like it had more than a reiva of impurities, when heard the shopkeeper tell two customers that he couldn't remember who gave him one money and who gave him two. Hunter reminds of Daf Tzadi Dalet, Tzad. The reiva of kitnias that he accepted in his grain reminds of the first sugya on the daf, the amount of kitnias or dirt one accepts when he purchases grain. He sifted through the entire bag because it appeared like it had more than a reiva, reminds of the second sugya on the daf, in Balanafes Menafes Kulei. And the shopkeeper who told the two customers he couldn't remember who gave him one mana and who gave him two, reminds of the third sugya on the daf, the machlekes about giving a knas in a case of mana shlishi.